Candidates call on supporters to act.
Get out. Let's start the voting.
Turn out and vote. Early vote.
Investigation into deadly bus wreck.
The bus was traveling significantly faster than the tractor trailer.
Paid to go to war, now told to pay it back.
These people should be treated like heroes, not tax cheats.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With 15 days till Election Day, early voting opens in six states today.
Early vote. Bring your friends, your family.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump pushing hard. Early votes are being cast now in two important states where the polls suggest tight battles, Texas and Florida.
Early voting begins. Let's start the voting. Numbers are looking phenomenal in Florida. Don't believe the media.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Early voting starts in 58 of Florida's 67 counties today. Voters have requested more than 3 million absentee ballots. That's a record, and more than a third of the vote total from 4 years ago. Of course, we won't know who votes for whom exactly, but we will get an idea of who is voting party by party, and that's important for the campaigns who may adjust their spending and the time their candidates spend here.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes says Clinton, widening her lead over Trump, is now focusing on others on the Democratic ballot.
Elect Deborah Ross to go to the United States Senate.
In Charlotte, Clinton talked up a local Senate candidate. She did the same the day before in Philadelphia.
Send Katie McGinty to Washington.
Both women are running against incumbent Republicans in races that could determine the Senate's balance of power.
Deborah has never been afraid to stand up to Donald Trump.
Clinton's ever-improving poll numbers have given her the freedom to focus on other races. A recent poll shows her leading not just among women, but for the first time among men, too.
Now to Southern California and the investigation into the weekend tour bus crash that left 13 people dead and 31 injured. Chief Jim Abley of the California Highway Patrol says it's clear the bus was going fast.
The speed of the bus was so significant that when it hit the back of the big rig, the trailer itself entered about 15 feet into the bus.
The driver of the big rig was among the injured. The bus driver was killed. Under pressure when the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were going full steam, California National Guard officials offered bonuses of $15,000 or more for soldiers to reenlist. Now, after an audit, the Pentagon wants the money back, considering the bonuses an overpayment. Guardsman Robert DeAndrea feels betrayed.
They were giving bonuses away in droves. Gave us a briefing on it, PowerPoint presentation. This is what you qualify for. In the back of the room, sign the contract if you're ready for it.
He's among 10,000 men and women getting notices. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy.
They sacrificed. Some, unfortunately, gave the ultimate sacrifice of life. And now they're going back after 10 years? To me, it is just wrong.
Americans are backing the Iraqi effort to push ISIS out of the city of Mosul. CBS's Holly Williams is in a town nearby that's just been retaken, Hamadina.
The streets still ring out with gunfire. In some places, ISIS has used tunnel networks to launch surprise attacks, even after Iraqi forces think they're in control. Local Christian militiamen have arrived to help secure the town.
In France, authorities are clearing out a migrant camp in the port city of Calais. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
Lining up peacefully so far, this aid worker says.
We just have to hope that the day continues as smoothly as it has started.
But listen to this Iraqi man.
I will sleep on the street if they remove the camp. I will not move one inch.
That's because most of the migrants see Calais as the jumping-off point for jobs or family in Britain, and that hasn't changed. The French have closed this camp before, only to have the migrants come back. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In the last debate, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton squared off on gun rights. It's just one of the many issues that sharply divide them. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest installment in our series on the issues in campaign 2016.
Hillary Clinton wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban her husband signed into law.
We've got too many military-style weapons on the streets. In a lot of places, our police are outgunned.
Like most Democrats, Clinton supports expanding background checks to cover all online and gun show sales.
We need to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm, and we finally need to pass a prohibition on anyone who's on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy a gun in our country. If you're too dangerous to fly, you are too dangerous to buy a gun.
On that point, Donald Trump has signaled agreement, though aides say he'd insist on due process protections Democrats have rejected. Accepting the NRA's endorsement in May, Trump vowed he'd support the constitutional right to bear arms.
We're going
to
preserve it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to take care of it.
And he pledged,
we're getting rid of gun-free zones, okay? I can tell you.
Where they stand. I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Activist, author, and legislator Tom Hayden has died at 76. Hayden spent a lot of time in the 1960s in the streets opposing the war in Vietnam.
We must unify ourselves as now as a matter of necessity.
He was one of the Chicago Seven put on trial after the demonstrations at the Democratic National Convention. Hayden later married actress Jane Fonda and served in the California legislature. On the Health Watch, new recommendations are out this morning in a bid to prevent sudden infant deaths. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
New American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines urge parents to share their rooms with new infants, placing babies on their backs in a crib or bassinet. No couches or other soft surfaces, University of Virginia Dr. Rachel Moon says.
We don't recommend any pillows, sheets, or other items that could obstruct the baby's breathing or cause overheating.
Sudden infant deaths also can be reduced with early mother and child skin-to-skin contact, breastfeeding, and pacifiers. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Washington, D.C., it was a night of humor and song. Bill Murray leading the way as he received the Mark Twain Prize for Humor. After receiving the bust of Twain, he handed it to a guy in the front row and told him to pass it around. The World Series is a tale of two cities hungry for a baseball title, Cleveland and Chicago. CBS's Steve Futterman is in the Windy City.
The city of Chicago is a very happy city right now, and this is the reason why.
The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant.
Chicagoans are still celebrating the Cubs' victory.
The last time this happened, I wasn't even born, and I'm old.
Tomorrow, game one of the World Series, that will take place in Cleveland. On Friday, Wrigley Field will host its first World Series game since 1945. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Chicago.
The whiskey's again flowing at two Jim Beam distillery plants in Kentucky. Workers are back on the job today after agreeing to a new contract late last week that ended a strike. The big issue was an increasingly longer work week. Beam has agreed to hire more workers. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.